unpacking our scripted lives. Wow. Saying that out loud just makes it way much more crazy and scary, I guess, if I could put it that way. Well, I've had to spend like almost the entire day trying to figure out the right words to say, what to say, how to say it. Hell, I've even tried to go on other people's podcasts just so I can try and see how they did it. But I guess I should just stop overthinking stuff. I even had to write down some key points so that I don't forget what I was going to say. But I was just like, at the end of the day, you know what? It is what it is. Let's just go with the flow. I mean, the title of the podcast kind of says it all. So, sorry, pardon my manners. I'm Samantha and I'm a 25-year-old lady who's currently living in China. The reason why I had to start this podcast is it's because I want to share my experiences and growing up in life, you know, you are stipulated or there's certain things that you're supposed to do, certain ways you're supposed to live your life. Speaking on behalf of the ladies, we've had to live our lives knowing that at a particular age you have to get married, and at this age you have to have your first baby. By this time you should be done with school, and by this age you should have had a better husband, sorry for the language, a husband who's good looking, and you should work extra hard, take care of your kids, take care of your babies. That's how it's always been. And for the gents, most men in life have always been told, don't express your feelings, don't never show your weaknesses, don't show your emotions and all that stuff. And I think all this is wrong, because we're humans, and no matter you're a guy or you're a lady, they, them, he, she, they, whatever it is, you should be able to express your feelings without having to feel like somebody's going to judge you or whatever it is. Society has made us to, has wrapped us in this big bubble that we all tend to see as a way that we should be living our lives. Don't get me wrong, there's absolutely nothing wrong with living your life that way. But how about, for once, we stop living our lives in the scripted ways? How about we start living our lives in the unscripted ways? How about making it okay for someone to get 30 and still not married? Ladies, how about guys being vulnerable? How about we normalize guys being vulnerable? A lot of people are committing suicide out there because they have no one to talk to. They fear that if they go out and say how they're feeling, they're gonna be judged, or people are gonna start seeing them in a different way. But when has it ever been wrong for someone to say how they're feeling or to express their feelings? When has it ever been wrong for a lady to choose to spend the rest of her life alone? When has it ever been a crime for someone to choose to get married later or earlier? When has it ever been wrong for someone to go back to school when they're too old? When has it ever been wrong for someone to live their life the way they see fit? Why do we have to live our lives in the way that the world tells us to live? I would like to share a small background about myself. So as usual, I finished my high school when I was 17, turning 18, and I had no idea. I mean, I've always seen myself as I play basketball, so yeah. I've always seen myself up there. Like, I've always wanted to be great in basketball. I've always wanted to be great in everything that I do, everything that I lay my hands on. I've always wanted to be great. And of course, sometimes it goes the way you want it to. And of course, sometimes, well, life goes sideways and it really doesn't go that way. So currently I'm in China pursuing my master's degree. And if you had asked me about this a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have told you that I saw myself here. But then when I came here, you know, I had this idea that, oh my God, I'm going to go to a foreign country, because not to lie, China was the first like international country, because I'm from Zimbabwe, born and raised there. And my whole life, yeah, I've been like to a couple of countries around Zimbabwe, two or three countries, not much. And yeah, so I came to China when I was 18, and now I'm about to turn 25 and I'm still here. So when I came here, like, I had this huge image in my life, like, oh my God, I'm gonna go to China, I'm gonna pursue my degree, on the side hustle, I'm gonna be playing basketball, I'm gonna make it to the, what do you call it, I'm gonna make it to the WNBA, or if not that, I'm gonna make it to Chinese University Basketball Association, which is Cuba, or better worse, I'm gonna make it to FIBA. You know, I had these crazy ideas about how life is supposed to be, or how I had scripted my life to be. So yeah, I came to China in 2018, and I made friends, and everything was perfect. Not perfect as I hoped it would be, but yeah, I had to go through a lot of changes, because I was an 18-year-old who was far away from home, and I was all alone here. I had to learn how to make new friends. I had to learn the language. I had to learn how to eat differently, eat different foods and all that stuff, you know. So the scripted version of how my life was supposed to be when I moved to a foreign country and how it turned out to be was very different. For once, I didn't even make it to the school team, because guess what? I couldn't be a part of it, because they don't allow foreigners to join the school team. So, well, there goes my dream. Not to forget the fact that it was really hard for me to make friends. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to a foreign country, I'm going to make friends, and it's going to be epic. Well, who knew that making friends was going to be that hard? Well, but luckily on the first day, I met one amazing person, and yeah, that person became my friend since day one, and they're still my friend, and I'm very happy that she's really a part of my life. And along the way, I made a couple of friends here and there. Some are still in my life, and some, well, we kind of grew apart, but then it's life. But then trust me, if I had continued to live my life in the scripted way that I had in my mind when I first came here, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't be here. I would have been shattered the moment I couldn't even join the school team. But guess what? Just because I couldn't join the school team, it didn't mean that I couldn't play basketball at all. So at my school, I'm the only girl who played, the only international girl who plays basketball. So I play with the boys. I had to improvise. I'm like, okay, fine. I had scripted that I was gonna go and play this with the school team with a bunch of girls, but well, it didn't go that way. So I had to leave my life in an unscripted way. So I had to start picking up random games with a couple of guys, and yeah, I tried to join a couple of clubs, and I've got basketball clubs that I play for and that I'm the only girl who play. And if you had asked me this before I left Zimbabwe for China, I would have told you that in the life that I'd scripted for myself, I was seeing myself playing basketball with a whole bunch of girls. But that's not what life had in store for me. So I had to divert my route, and yeah, well, I sustained an injury a few months ago, which left me with a fractured hand, and I cannot play basketball at least for a year. So there is that. But then, yeah, that's more like a background story about me. Well, now I'm pursuing my master's degree, and I'm doing pretty well for myself, and I've had to learn a lot about life, and I've had to adapt a lot to life, because, well, life is always going to be throwing some curveballs, and you just have to learn how to navigate. So If you look at life in a different way, you see that it's not always about living the life in a particular way. You could choose to live your life in a different way. You can make the life that you want. You can live the life that you want, whether in school, whether in sports, whether in your spiritual life, whether in your love life, like whether at work, like any way you want. You can start living the life that you want to live. Before I even recorded this, I mean, I can tell you guys for sure that I think I pressed the record button like what, more than 10 times and cutting it midway, trying to find myself, trying to find my words. But after a couple of recordings and stuff, I was like, you know what? Let's just do me. So I haven't even checked like how long I've been going and talking, because I told myself that I didn't want to make this long, because otherwise it's just like an introduction to what's gonna come next. So the reason why I decided to start a podcast is because I know like there are a whole bunch of other podcasts out there, and I'm sure the world doesn't need another podcaster, if that's even a word. Yeah, but then I've decided to start this journey because I've had people believe in me. Starting a podcast was not in any way close to what I've scripted for myself in my life, but well, I had to divert again and go the unscripted way. So I've got several people who came to me and they're like, you know what, I think you should start your own podcast and you should go for it. And at first I was pretty hesitant about it because I was like, well, I don't know what I'm gonna say, I don't know if there's anyone who's gonna listen, I don't know if people will like it and all that stuff. I was overthinking it. And then I was just like, you know what, we're gonna do this. And here I am sitting on my balcony looking outside, and it's really good day, and I was like, you know what, let's just do it, see how it goes. So I'm really hoping that it might not be today, hell, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be even in a year, but I really hope that this podcast could reach to a lot of people, and probably when I look back I'll be able to see the kind of change that I've had to make in my life and in other people's life, the kind of impact that I would have made in another person's life. Because I know for a fact that there are like a lot of people who are struggling out there. They don't know what to do, they don't know who to talk to, they don't know how to ask, they don't know what, like, they're just struggling. And I hope that my voice will end up being the voice of the voiceless, and I will make a change, because that has always been my wish. Like, literally, I've been asked a couple of times by people like, where do you see yourself and what would you want for your life? And I've always told myself that I wanted to make a change. It might not be now, yeah, sure, probably there might not be anyone who might listen to my podcast, but for whatever it's worth, when someone does get a chance to listen to this, I hope it will make an impact on their life. And I really hope so. So with that being said, let's just say I've come up to the conclusion of the first podcast, and I'm proud of myself, really. I'm proud of myself for taking this step, because in a million years I wouldn't have imagined that I would be here. So this is one of the biggest journeys in my life that I'm about to start, and I know for a fact that I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna make it, and I'm gonna change people's lives for better. Not that I'm hoping that there's someone out there who has the worst life, whatever it is, but no, I'm going to make people's lives better. So with that being said, I will be uploading a single episode every other week on Mondays. Every Monday I will be uploading, well, sometimes both. Maybe I might get too excited, I might upload like two times or whatever, but for now, as it stands, I will be uploading at least one one episode every week, every Monday. So I hope you guys will stay tuned, and I hope that we're gonna have an epic journey. And before I close this out, guys, I just want you to think about it. Just think about unpacking our scripted lives. Let's embark on this journey together. Just think about it. Start living your life in an unscripted way. Those things that you're afraid of doing, go and do them. That person you're afraid of talking to, go talk to him, go talk to her, go talk to them. That job you're afraid to go and ask for a raise or for a promotion, go and do it. That one step in your life that you're afraid to take, go and take it, because you never know, things might change. And even if they don't go the way you wanted to, at least you tried. There's no harm in trying. At least you know that you tried, rather than leaving the rest of your life regretting, oh, I wish I could have done this, or I wish I could have done that. Just don't limit yourself. Don't let yourself down. Go ahead and live that life in an unscripted way. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful week.